In the quiet of an elephant sanctuary, 13-year-old Jenna Metcalf has spent her life searching for answers. Her mother, Alice, a brilliant elephant researcher, vanished 10 years ago following a tragic accident that left one person dead and another seriously injured. All Jenna has left are fragments, her mother's research journals, newspaper clippings about the incident, and memories so faint they might be imagination. What happens when the person you've been searching for your entire life might not want to be found? Jodi Picoult's Leaving Time isn't just a mystery about a missing mother. It's an exploration of memory, grief, and the unbreakable bonds between mothers and their children, both human and elephant. The novel moves between four perspectives: Jenna's determined search, Alice's scientific observations of elephant behavior before her disappearance, Virgil, the alcoholic detective who originally investigated the case, and Serenity Jones, a psychic whose gifts have abandoned her after a catastrophic mistake. Together, they embark on a journey that will challenge everything they believe about love, loss, and what happens when we die. Elephants possess extraordinary memories, recognizing hundreds of individuals by voice, remembering ancient migration routes, and revisiting deceased relatives' bones years later. When researchers played recordings of a deceased elephant, her family approached with contact calls, hoping for reunion. This memory serves a crucial purpose. Matriarchs become walking archives, remembering hidden water sources during droughts and identifying threats. Elephants in Botswana charged helicopters resembling culling operations from decades earlier, while in Kenya they distinguished between Maasai, who hunt elephants, and Kamba, who don't, tribes by scent alone. Memory carries burdens too. Unlike humans who repeat poor judgments, elephants accurately identify friends from foes. The real question isn't whether elephants can remember, but what they're incapable of forgetting, a metaphor for characters haunted by inescapable memories. Would we benefit from forgetting painful experiences? Or do these memories form essential parts of our identity? The novel suggests memory isn't just recalling the past, but carrying it with us. When Mara, a sanctuary elephant, loses her stillborn calf, she guards the body for days, attempting to revive him. Behaviors Alice has observed in wild elephants, too. The scientific community resists attributing emotions to animals. When Alice documents elephants touching skulls or revisiting death sites, interpreting this as grief breaks convention. Yet she believes understanding complex behaviors requires looking beyond rigid categories. In Botswana, Alice witnessed matriarch Sethunya approach a fallen elephant from another herd. With head bowed and ears drooped, Sethunya straddled the body and swayed for 6 minutes like a silent dirge. This elephant grief parallels human grief throughout the novel. Jenna mourns her mother, Alice her fractured family, Serenity her lost abilities, and Virgil his failed career. A crucial distinction exists between natural grief and traumatic loss. After natural death, the herd encourages moving on. After mass killing, no herd remains, suggesting human grief likewise requires communal support to properly heal. I have never seen more devoted mothers than elephants, Alice writes. Their 2-year pregnancy creates an unbreakable bond, and mothers remain infinitely patient with their calves' mischief and mishaps. The entire herd protects calves by positioning them in the center when traveling. Mothers place themselves between babies and dangers, often joined by a young sister who may threaten approaching vehicles. This communal child-rearing, allo-mothering, exists because a mother elephant must eat 150 kilograms daily for milk production, making constant supervision impossible. The practice also trains young females in balancing protection with allowing exploration. The novel draws parallels between elephant and human mothering. Alice's protection of Jenna mirrors elephant mothers, and when Thomas threatens their daughter, her maternal instincts drive her to seek help. Disrupted mothering has severe consequences. Alice observed an orphan Zambian calf who, raised among young bulls, had no understanding of maternal behavior and ignored her own baby's cries, mirroring Jenna's situation without experiencing that primal maternal bond. Trauma leaves lasting imprints that surface unexpectedly, even in safety. At the sanctuary, Wanda bears scars from past mistreatment, pushed by bobcats, beaten, and chained without adequate food. Though now cautiously trusting staff, she once broke a caretaker's leg during a thunderstorm panic. The human characters carry similar invisible wounds. Thomas's mental illness manifests in destructive ways through obsessive behavior and violent outbursts. Alice doubts her perceptions. Virgil drowns guilt in alcohol. Serenity loses her psychic abilities after giving false hope to a grieving family. Jenna carries perhaps the heaviest burden, creating fantasies about her mother's absence. "You'd be surprised how much you can learn from someone who's completely disappointed you," she tells Serenity while folding a dollar bill elephant. Healing requires community, just as elephant herds support grieving members through touch and presence. When Mora loses her calf, she finds companionship with another bereaved elephant. Witnessing this, Alice realizes the elephant has compartmentalized her grief, something the humans struggle to do, often remaining trapped in cycles of pain. The novel's most startling revelation is that Jenna, Virgil, and Thomas have been dead all along, ghosts visible only to Serenity because of her psychic abilities. Jenna died the night of the sanctuary incident, while Virgil died by suicide after failing to solve the case. This twist reframes everything. Jenna's search was about understanding her own death. Virgil's investigation was about atoning for his failure before moving on. The spiritual theme culminates with the novel incorporating true elephant behavior. When conservationist Lawrence Anthony died, his elephants, absent for over a year, traveled 12 hours to stand vigil outside his home for 2 days, enriching the novel's meditation on bonds that transcend ordinary understanding. In the final scene, Jenna appears to her mother during the in-between hours when it's neither night nor morning. As Alice shares stories about elephant orphans, this moment suggests that while death separates us physically, love creates bridges even death cannot destroy. The novel's title carries multiple meanings. Jenna's childhood nap time when she feared her mother would disappear, the moment elephants move forward after mourning, and when Alice accepts the truth about her daughter's fate. Through elephant grief, the novel shows healing coexists with memory rather than erasing it. Elephants return to their dead's remains and recognize deceased family members' calls years later, yet balance remembrance with renewal. When Mora leaves her calf's grave and begins playing again, she demonstrates preserving love while letting go of grief. This lesson echoes through the human characters. Serenity must release guilt, Virgil must accept his death, and Alice must acknowledge her daughter's death to find peace. Jenna must redefine closure. As Jenna reflects, "If you think about someone you've loved and lost, you are already with them. The rest is just details." True connection transcends physical presence, and letting go preserves what matters most. The deepest sanctuary isn't a physical place, but the space we create in our hearts for loved ones.